This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
More that later on, but we've got Rowan on the phone now, who is going to be talking about the art scene in Melbourne. Welcome to Sunday Arts, Rowan.
Hey Neil, hey David, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
I'm sorry about cutting you off earlier, but now you're here, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Look, it's been a great week. Some of your listeners may know that I actually got stranded in Queensland for a week and a half, so I only got back into Melbourne this week, so after getting my permit to travel. So thank you, Dan Andrews. I'll have words with Martin Foley in due course. But look, there's a lot going on in Melbourne this week. You know, Come From Away officially reopened the Comedy Theatre, which we're all very excited at. And, you know, there's a bevy of media all attending on Tuesday night to...
And the other wonderful thing about it is, Rowan, is that there's trams with... with the advertising running all over Melbourne, and tram stop ads, and that's exciting because theatre's back. That's what I'm loving.
Well, it is, and look, everywhere you're starting to turn now is theatre is opening up. You know, down at Theatre Works, we've got theatre returning to 45 downstairs this week. You know, there's things happening at the Maya Music Bowl. Every second day.
So Neil was there last night. Yeah. We were talking about it earlier. Yeah.
And so, look, there's so much happening here at the moment. And look, you know, some of the theatre companies have also been quite intriguing in how they redevelop their process, like the Malthouse this week introduced their new immersive theatre show, which is going to open up in March, which I'm actually looking forward to, based around the stories of Hamlet. So, and look, we're going to see the Malthouse Theatre like we've never seen it before. So don't expect to be sitting down. You'll be travelling through roughly 30, you know, rooms, and there's only going to be a small amount of audience members allowed.
Yeah, because I was going to say that if people are moving around, isn't that more of a risk? I'm a little bit confused on that.
Look, we're going to be wearing face masks for a little while indoors at theatres. And look, the Malthouse have been working on their COVID plans to ensure that, you know, the safety of audience members and the cast and crew are paramount. So, look, I'm actually looking forward to this. We've seen, you know, small adventures of this nature in Melbourne before. Someone might recall the Midnight Special that was in a warehouse.
Yep.
In North Melbourne that happened a couple of years ago.
Yep.
But I think this is taking the whole experience to a new level. So, look, it's worth checking out. It's got a terrific cast led by Keegan Joyce and Belinda McClory, who, you know, worked with Malthouse previously. And, look, full credit to Matt Lutton and his team down at the Malthouse. But look, I think taking a risk and looking at something different
I agree. You've always got to be a little bit adventurous and different, and Malthouse have always pushed the boundaries. But I thought the whole thing is that you're supposed to be sitting down, not moving around in a venue. So I'd like to go and see it, but I'm just a little bit curious on that one.
Yeah, look, I think that's going to be the factor for a lot of people, the curiosity factor, a reinvention of a well-known story by a great theatre company. So, look, we've got to wait till March. So,
hopefully things will be calmed down even more because, you know, like we're going days and days and days now without any local cases. So by March, we should be very safe. So it might not be a problem in March.
Well, no, that's the thing. So, look, but, you know, saying that, 45 Downstairs reopens this week with our 16th Street Actor Studio.
Yes.
Presenting Lanford Wilson's Burn This. So, look, you know, it's set in the 80s. It's time of the AIDS crisis in New York. And, you know, there were also lots of other problems happening in New York, you know, the abandoned streets. And, you know, there was a drug problem as well. So, look, the producers of this work have tried to get this play for a number of years. And the Wilson Estate has been holding out.
Yep.
So, look,
yep.
I think it's quite exciting that we're going to actually see this play now performed in Melbourne. So,
well, we were talking to one of the actors a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying, you know, like, what a journey it's been, and the fact that they're so excited it's finally you know, like, being shown to an audience.
Yeah, so, look, go check it out. Look, we've got to start getting, you know, audiences back into live theatre. Look, I've been to the theatre interstate, so, look, it's nothing's changed really, except, you know, different ways of checking into the venue, but wearing a mask is a new experience watching a show. And, look, people don't have to be afraid.
No.
You know, there's no risk. The risk is minimal of getting COVID at the theatre, and it's just making sure that you're healthy, and that you don't have any symptoms or cold-like symptoms when heading to the theatre.
Yep.
Look, TheatreWorks returns with their Glasshouse season, and one of the shows performing at the moment is actually a play called Kerosene.
That's so, right. Look, and we actually spoke to the actor last week on Sunday Arts, and, you know, like a one-woman show, tough call, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, look, you know, any time, you know, and look, the subject of domestic violence, you know, is so important within our, not only our community, but the broader community. So, look, a one-woman show is a hard task anyway. And, look, I think Benjamin Nichols' work is a terrific work. So, look, it's got another week to play down at TheatreWorks. So, look, go check it out.
Absolutely.
It's a terrific play, and it's... look, the word on the street is it is superb. So, full credit to the cast and crew.
Fantastic.
On this work. So, look, Castlemaine State Festival launched.
Oh, did you say it the right way? Yeah, Castlemaine.
Castlemaine. So, look, they've got a great program coming up. You know, they've got something for everybody. You know, One Fell Swoop Theatre, I think Yummy Unleashed are actually playing there as well. So, look, it's great to see a festival kicking off, albeit it's in March. So, look, check out their program. That dropped during the week. So, and look, there's some really interesting works. I'm sort of very curious about Josh Cohen performing Radiohead for solo piano. So, look, there's a lot of dialogues. You know, there's some very well-known writers and chefs and political people and music people all getting together to make to talk about a lot of things. Look, there's also an emphasis on performance. You know, Die Rotten Punk are actually going to be there, so Otto and Astrid get an outing there. As I mentioned, One Fell Swoop Circus are doing that. But, you know, they're also tying in other things that are happening around the region. Melinda Harper is getting her first major survey within a regional gallery at the Castlemaine Art Museum. And, of course, Mary Quant is going to be on at the Bendigo Art
at
that time. And, I'm so excited about the Mary Quant exhibition.
Yep.
But there's more to be said about
Later on, yeah. I've already notified them that I want to do an interview on Sunday Arts with the curator, which I organised before Christmas. And also, I'm organising a train trip up there.
When's you organising something?
Well, that first week after they open. So if anyone's interested and want to come up to see Mary Quant catching a train up, Go to my Facebook page and say you're interested. And also, I'm just going to do another little plug here, Rowan, that on the 13th of February, I'm doing an art and architecture walking tour of St Kilda. Again, just go to my Facebook page, just David Hunt, and let me know if you want to join.
And I can actually talk about David's walks, because I actually was very fortunate to do one of your architecture walks throughout the city of Melbourne a couple of years ago, Saturday morning, which was very educational, and we got to see some intriguing places around Melbourne. So look, and David is a consummate speaker when highlighting the various aspects of our city. So I'm looking forward to the St Kilda walk.
Oh, thanks, Ron. That's very sweet of you. Thank you.
Look, one big shout out. Yep. The Monash Gallery of Art this week announced the 2020 Bonus Photography Prize winner, and it was awarded to Dr. Christian Thompson, who is one of our fantastic visual artists. People may have seen a number of his very over-the-top photographs, but he has also done a lot of work within the virtual reality area. But this week he was announced as the recipient of the Bonus Photography Prize, which is an acquisitive award. So the museum, Monash Gallery of Art, do get to keep this work for his four-panelled work, Rule of Three, which he developed over last year. So, but anyone who's seen Thompson's work can speak about the detail.
Yeah.
And, you know, the quirkiness within his work.
Yep.
So, look, I love his work. So, look, the exhibition is only, of the finalists, is only on to the 7th of February. COVID did have an impact on people being able to see these works physically.
Yeah.
But you can also go on to the Monash Gallery of Art website to actually see the works in a virtual setting.
Brilliant.
So look, we're starting to come out of hibernation.
We are.
There's lots happening. And look, it's quite an exciting time.
Absolutely. Always is in Melbourne. Yeah. Even if as you know, like just being in the city is just so lovely, and we need people to come back into the city as much as possible. And the NGV, you know, the crowds when I was coming past on the tram today, everyone's supporting their wonderful triennial that's on
triennial,
right now.
Which, look, people have got to go see it because there's so much,
and it's free. It's free.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm back there on Friday night at the NGV.
Good.
Friday Night Live.
Yep, so, fantastic.
Looking forward to that with a group of people.
Right, okay. Rowan, thank you so much for chatting with us. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time, and I might see you at the NGV on Friday night. I believe Gavin Campbell is DJing on Friday night as well there, which will be a bit of a treat.
Yes, it should be quite exciting, and, a very treat for attendees at Friday Night Live. So.
Yep.
Great. Thanks so much, Rowan. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time and hear a bit more about what's happening in Melbourne.
All right.
Thanks.
See
you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.